She works with the Center for Student Missions, CSM. As you all hopefully remember her, she was with our Missions Emphasis Week this past semester. And she has a quote. She said recently that the Spirit of the Lord is challenging her to dig deeper into what it looks like to love her neighbor. He is opening doors to her daily, to knowing the names and faces of the strangers surrounding her, the homeless, the immigrants, the rich, the poor, singles, and families. And some of her prayer requests that she has is for the service groups that are coming to work with CSM, for the spring intern, and for the summer staff that is coming to work with CSM. So let's lift her up in prayer. Father God, Lord, we thank you so much for the city of Houston, God. And Lord, we thank you for just the organization of CSM, Lord, and just having Brittany be down there and just using her in such powerful ways, God. I pray that you would just continue to allow her to love her neighbor, God, and to not have any prejudices or biases with who she interacts, God. I just pray for the staff and for the volunteers that will work with CSM now and in the summer, Lord. I just pray that you would bless them and just prepare them for what you have, Lord. And we thank you so much for your word and for the gospel, Lord, and for the work that you're doing in your kingdom. And we just pray this in your name. Amen.
Okay, good morning and welcome to our concert of prayer this morning. We like to start a new semester sometimes just with a focused time of prayer and really committing ourselves to the Lord and committing each other and our campus. And so we want to do that this morning. This is going to be a kind of a Celtic concert of prayer in terms of its tone and its emphasis. And it actually comes, most of what we're going to do this morning, comes directly out of a Celtic prayer book. And if you're not familiar with the Celtic tradition of Christianity, it's an ancient tradition. It really started kind of back 5th century, and primarily in Ireland, and Patrick was a big part of that. And that movement continued to kind of move throughout the British part of Europe. And this particular prayer book comes from a community called Northumbria, and it's in kind of northeastern England. And it's just a really neat group of people. It's kind of that new monastic movement, trying to take the old, ancient practices of the church and weave them into the new. And it's just a really neat way to pray. And as we know, there are as many ways to pray as there are moments in the day, and as there are traditions in the church. This is one way to pray with our brothers and sisters around the world. So we'll have different ways to pray this morning. Some of it will be silent. Some will be, vocal. Some will be all together. We'll have different voices that are praying throughout the morning. And so I just invite you this morning to take a few moments of silence and allow the Lord to gather us as we enter into this time of prayer together. So take some time just to breathe and just to enter into God's presence. And I would just invite you to repeat these simple words after me. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our opening prayer is fitting because it's called the opening door, and you'll see it up on the screen here in just a second. This used to be kind of what's called a first footing prayer. If you ever go hiking, that first step is important. You're setting your foot on a path to go somewhere, and you're checking out to see if the footing is solid. And this is a first footing prayer. In Scotland and northern parts of England, New Year is given much importance. People go from house to house wishing each other a good year and celebrate with food and lots of good drink. And it's seen as an important time to be the first to kind of cross the threshold into the new year and into that new house and bring in the blessing of God. So this is actually a song. We're not going to sing it. We're going to pray it. But this is called The Opening Door. And I'll begin with this first part. This day, and then you can respond with enter, Lord Christ. This day is a new day that has never been before. This year is a new year, the opening door. And all of us can join in this next part. I turn now to face you. I lift up my eyes. Be blessing my face, O Lord. Be blessing my eyes. May all my eye looks on be blessed and be bright. My neighbors, my loved ones, be blessed in your sight. And I'll finish this last part. You've given us life, and we welcome your coming. Be with us, O Lord. We have joy. We have joy. This year is a new year, the opening door. Be with us, Lord. We have joy. We have joy. And so as we start a new year, we welcome the Lord Jesus into our campus and into our lives and into what he has for us in the days ahead. If you turn to number 460, a really familiar hymn. I'm pretty sure you all know this one, Be Thou My Vision, an ancient Irish hymn, part of the Celtic tradition. And we'll start as kind of a call to worship, and our worship team will come up and find their spots as well. And so as we pray, we're going to just be weaving kind of, hopefully kind of seamlessly from prayer to song, and we'll make our songs prayer, we'll make our prayer songs, and we'll just worship this morning. Be Thou My Vision. And let's sing this a cappella. Let's stand together. And just the first verse of Be Thou My Vision. I need somebody with a really good voice to start us. As we continue to pray, you'll see up on the screen what's sometimes called the breastplate of St. Patrick. It was one of his core prayers, and we want to join in this prayer as a community. So let's join in this together. Pay attention to the words, powerful words. And I don't know if anybody else faces spiritual warfare in their lives, but even if you don't face it the same level as some of our missionaries on the front edge of mission fields, we all deal with it, I think, at some level. And this is kind of one of those type of prayers. So let's pray together. I bind unto myself this day the strong name of the Trinity. I humbly praise the awesome name, the three in one, the one in three, of whom all nature hath creation, eternal Father, Spirit, Word. Praise to the God of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. I bind this day to me forever by power of faith, Christ's incarnation, his baptism in the Jordan River, his death on the cross for my salvation, his bursting from the spice tomb, his riding up the heavenly way, his coming on the day of doom, I bind unto myself today. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger. Hear the word of the Lord with the psalmist. We say, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. And now, Lord, create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me, but restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Lord, you do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You don't take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Father, we thank you again this morning for your mercy and grace. We thank you for the promise of new creation. We know, Lord, that starts at the point of confession of faith and decision to follow Jesus, but we know that continues, that behold, every day is new. The work of creation, restoration continues moment by moment as we turn to you. So thank you for the newness and the freshness that you bring into our lives this morning as we turn our faces towards you in this new year. Thank you so much, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your boundless love. In Jesus' name. You can stay in your seats. You can stay at the altar. You just follow the Lord as we pray this morning. As we build our lives on the mercy of God, we think about what he has next for us and how we move into the new year. And so that's what this next prayer moves us into, renewing this covenant of love with the Lord Jesus. And so again, I'd like to ask the men to start us on this first part, if you would. Women. And I'll finish. Christ has many tasks for us here at Barnes. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. And all God's people said, amen. Go in peace and share the peace of Christ with your friends.